Magneto. I don't really care if haters really don't agree though. Kill us in the streets and they weapon this police, claiming they ain't got no beef or steady, only eating keto. But we about to change that today. Your clans with guns and badges, they won't be safe. Your pipes that poison lands, no, they won't be safe. It's time to fight with us or get back the way. Because revolution steady right on the itinerary. I'm sick of seeing all my people in obituaries. Stay mad, Karen, we don't give an F-bomb. Blow it up by any means necessary. Have to say that I could be a revolutionary. I believe it, I can feel it in my capillaries. We out here and we showing no fear. Revolution's coming near, you don't want us as an adversary.
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
Sound. And you know we say fight the power,
fight the power.
This is how the revolution sounds.
Hey,
and
hey.
You know we say
how the richest on the earth got so many needs. I'm a giant, so they looking like my mini-me's. Never been a killer, but the world is tempting me. Steady killing me, but would never put an end to me. Fight the power, so in public, I'm the enemy. Privately contending with intentions of my energy. System all cap, feel like Kaepernick when he in the league. Overcoming haters like John Taylor, we in the lead. I deserve this gold medal. It's from the soil where we once settled. They wanna spoil everyone's ghetto. My future son is about to know the level of expectation to be a black man in this generation. Cause this time, all the revolution will be televised. Bringing the evolution of mankind. When you hear me speak, you can tell I'm wise. Truth set us free, that's why they tell us lies. Questioning everything I recognize.
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sounds. And you know we say fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sounds. And you know we say
you can murder a liberator, but you can't murder liberation. You can murder a revolutionary, but you can't murder revolution.
Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming.
Views from the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
Views from the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
Views from the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
And that's on that, on that, on that. I just want to start off the show by wishing everyone a happy Pride from their favorite agender host, DJ Love. I use they, them pronouns. We are live here on KFAI 90.3 and WFNU Frogtown Radio. And we have a great show here. I have my friend Solana in the studio. And so take it away. Tell us why you're here.
What's going on? We're here to promote this song that we made. I'm here with Fairuz and Daniel. We made this song called Honey. And I can keep talking about it, or we can listen to it.
You can keep talking.
All right. Yeah, we made this over the past few months. And it's a song that we're going to put out independently, so it won't be on streaming. You can just obtain it from us directly, and we're taking donations to go towards Fairuz's visa.
All right, so here we go with Honey.
Said you never. Yes, I'm a grown man. do better. Oh, honey, you deserve all my love. No second guessing, no, no, no. No half measures, no more, more, more. Sell tomorrow for commitments, all she prayed. Give me some time, I change my ways. All devotion's here to stay. Trust in the path we'll have tomorrow. Full commitment on display. You waited around, I changed my way.
Wow, and we just got done listening to Solana Honey, just a new song that you can go get, and I assume they can find the information on your Instagram?
Absolutely, at Sola Escobar on Instagram. And what was your Instagram?
Fairuz Nazifa. It is a not name I know, so it is FairozNazifa.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. And so tell us about the song, since what is the song about and what inspired it?
I kind of viewed it as two things. I mean, the chorus is about change, so it's partially about change, like changing for a partner, for the better. And then also the music just felt like spring, so just like the change of like into a warm, vibrant vibe.
Yes. And so tell us more about where the proceeds of getting this song are going to.
So I am a multidisciplinary artist, and I came here to do my MFA 1,000 miles away from home. And my dream has always been to, like, go around in places and make friends all around the world. As childish as it sounds, I kind of want to make friends all around the world, and I'm not kidding. And I know that it's possible through music and art, and 2 years of master's, 1 year of OPT, 13 days left for earning money, me being able to earn money legally, and then 59 days of grace period. And within this time, I gotta get the lawyer fee, get the visa, USCI fees, which entails around like $10,000. And then there's like $2,000-$3,000 extra for like expediting the process because I don't have much time. So altogether, all the proceeds will go to my visa and survival because I won't be able to earn money in the next few months.
Yeah, so tell us, you know, someone that's been, that's trying to get a visa, and we had Metro Surge, and you were also an artist. Like, how did that really all like impact you?
Whew. You see, right before that, actually, the whole December month was me doubting if I would stay here or not, especially after everything that went down and the news. But when January happened, I saw a lot of invisible glass of each individual souls being shattered because everyone came together. And that in itself, even though I had the fear that something is about to go wrong with me and I was hiding, it also empowered me and it also made me want to stay here more because now is the time for me to stay because I'm going to be learning and having more friends here. So.
Yes, and I really love this ideal of like making a song and then having the proceeds go to a cause. Like, it's just like a really cool type of like mutual aid. And yeah, I just want to shout out that ideal. And then, of course, you know, since it's Alana in the Sunset, it's just always going to be a banger. So, big fan. So
appreciate you as always.
Yeah, so just let them know once again where they can find more information about helping you with the visa and then also with acquiring the song Honey.
So, sorry. Me, I tend to blank out a lot pretty easily. So there is, if you want to get more information, you should head to my Instagram. I've been posting quite a bit about the whole journey. And then there is also an upcoming show that's happening. It's a benefit concert that my friends organized for me and my bandmates, actually. And it's on the 7th in Green Room at 6 p.m. So please go check it out in the website of Green Room or come head to my profile. Again, it is Fairooz Nazifa, F-A-I-R-O-O-Z-N-A-Z-I-F-A.
All right. Well, I really appreciate y'all coming in and y'all sharing y'all story and the amazing music. So
appreciate you as always.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Coming up next, we're going to have some we're going to have an interesting song that I found this week. So here we go with Roy Montrell.
Summer, every time I hear that metal saxophone, I wanna rip it, rock it, really bop it, flip it, flop it, Davy Crockett. Every time I hear that metal saxophone, I wanna rock, rock, rock. Every time
I hear that mellow saxophone.
From the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
Views from the damn ground.
All right. We are here live here, DJ Love, and here on Camp AI, and we have Marvina Haynes in the house. How you doing?
Hello, everyone. It's me, your favorite radio cousin, Marvina Haynes, the founder of Minnesota Wrongfully Convicted Judiciary Reform. Most people know me by my brother Marvin Haynes, who was wrongfully convicted and spent nearly 20 years of his life in prison for a crime that he did not commit. And I also have tonight Trayhorn Cruz with Black Lives Matter. How you feeling tonight, brother?
Honored to be here on the damn ground.
That part. I'm so glad to have you tonight. And I know that you're out here doing a lot of work. Can you tell us about the reparations and the work that you're specifically doing around that?
Yes, right now, the city of St. Paul on January 13th, 2021, the St. Paul City Council passed Resolution 2177 that apologized for holding Dred Scott military slavery at Fort Snelling, apologized for the destruction of the Rondo community via the I-94 freeway, and apologized for St. Paul's role in practicing institutional racism against its black residents. And it set up a permanent reparations commission, which I was the former chair of because we have term limits, which I think we should have. And but right now, the Reparations Commission is looking forward to Juneteenth and passing an anti-hate crime resolution for Juneteenth. We want to celebrate Juneteenth, but we also want to put reparatory policies in place. We also have a bill called the Minnesota Great Migration Act that we want to pass at the state level. And as many of you know, Minnesota has some of the biggest disparities in the nation when it comes to wealth, education, health, and et cetera. And it's called the Minnesota Great Migration because a lot of our ancestors migrated from the South to the North to find a better life, but still found white supremacy, institutional racism, and these huge disparities. A lot of times when we think about slavery, we just think about the South. Bud Dredd and Harriet Scott were also enslaved at Fort Snelling, where some of us were also recently just in jail for being held by the federal government for protesting. So we're definitely pushing reparations at the local, state, and federal levels. And there's also even restorative actions is an initiative through the Presbyterian Church, which disperses funds to Black-led organizations and individuals.
Okay, brother, that all sounds good. And I did hear about you guys being held captured right at Fort Snelling, and I do want to apologize that that happened. You know, it was painful to see the same law that we had to put in place years ago when the KKK were bumming Black churches that they try to use against a Black movement, and that just broke my heart. For the people that's listening and that don't know exactly what reparations is, can you tell us what reparations is and who will be entitled to it? And
reparations are, so say you're in a car accident and then someone runs into you, then their insurance is supposed to cover those costs. So the United States government have been running into Black Americans for 400 years. Mm-hmm. So what we're saying is because they've been running into us for 400 years, starting with slavery, Jim Crow, mass incarceration, and even up today to the COVID-19, George Floyd era, America needs to pay reparations. And it's not a new concept. Our Japanese American brothers have received reparations, which they deserve for being held in the internment camps during the war with Japan. Our Native American brothers and sisters have received reparations, and they're still owed a lot more. And our Jewish brothers and sisters have received reparations for the Holocaust in Germany. And so we know that slavery lasted 280 years in this country and never really ended. After slavery, there was Jim Crow, there was the peanut system, there was convict leasing, and it's still going on today with mass incarceration and unjust policing, redlining, redistricting, and things like that. So the five principles of reparations are cessations or guarantees of non-repetition. So when we say hands up, don't shoot, stop killing us socially, politically, economically, and spiritually. Then the second one is restitution. Or the word restitution comes from the word restore, to restore something back to its original state. If you can't restore it back to its original state, then you need to pay compensation. And that's why a lot of times in the reparations movement, you hear people saying, cut the check. And then rehabilitation.
Cut the check.
Rehabilitation is the fourth pillar of the United Nations reparations. White supremacy and institutional racism has traumatizing effect on Black families and communities, and it also results in death in many instances. So we need rehabilitation, physical rehabilitation, but also mental rehabilitation. And then satisfaction is the fifth pillar, to say the party who has been injured or harmed feels like everything is good, and then the state, there's agreement on the reparatory actions that have taken place. So those are the five principles of reparations. If you don't really see that or can't find that in a program, then it's probably really not reparations.
Okay. And I hear that you're saying that a lot of this work is starting right in the heart of St. Paul. And so is this reparations going to be able to cover Minneapolis or all people? And what type of people are you specifically talking about?
Right now, we're specifically talking about Black Americans whose ancestors descend from U.S. chattel slavery. In St. Paul, a lot of people talk about Rondo, which is a big part of our focus, but we're not just talking about Rondo. We're talking about Highland. We're talking about the East Side. We're talking about all of St. Paul. But there was a lot of injuries in Rondo because the Rondo community was destroyed by the construction of the I-94 freeway. My mom lived in Rondo. A lot of my family members lived in Rondo, and they were dispersed because of this construction project. And this isn't just in Minnesota. In Sacramento, they had Highway 10. In Detroit, they had it. In Ohio, they had these freeways that came in and destroyed black communities. And there were other routes or other places that they could have built the I-94 freeway, like where the Soo line is, where Pierce Butler is, and things like that. Sorry about that.
Okay.
And I just want to say, January 13th, a big part of reparations is listening to community. So January 13th, we'll have our second listening session of the year. And we're also, a harm report is underway. So Columbia University and Howard University are here conducting a harm report in St. Paul to see how the city of St. Paul has harmed black Americans since its inception. And that will help us create policy recommendations that will be backed, though it won't just be like coming out of thin air. So we're really excited about that. But on June 13th, we're kicking off the Week of Repair with a listening session. And the Week of Repair is not just here in Minnesota, it's nationwide for the reparations movement. And January 13th, we'll be just listening at Arlington Library in St. Paul. That starts at 1:30 p.m., so come out and tell us how you have been impacted by the legacy of slavery in Minnesota and in the city of St. Paul. And everybody's invited, even if you don't live in St. Paul. I think everybody should come and be a part of this. And then on the 17th, if you can come to St. Paul City Hall, we'll be voting on, there'll be a hearing about the anti-black hate crime resolution. Hate crimes have been up 81% against black Americans since 2014. Mm-hmm. And we think right now with all the racism that's been happening, from the Obamas being portrayed as monkeys to what happened at the award show where the guy who won was called the N-word, to what even happened to our city council member, Anika Bowie, who just received hate mail, that it's time for St. Paul to reaffirm his commitment to keeping black people safe in the city of St. Paul. And that's why we're moving forward with this anti-black hate crime resolution on January 17th.
That all sounds amazing. And I am so proud of my partners in St. Paul who has been holding it down for years. You know, a lot of the work that I do, it actually started from people like yourself, Trayhorn Cruz, Monique Dodden, Tashir Garterway. You guys paved the way to be able to bring these issues forward. And I know that you may not get a lot of recognition for that, but I just want to tell you thank you for the work that you're doing. And I know that the community appreciate it. But one thing I don't want us to miss is Minneapolis. It seems like Minneapolis always misses beats. And so how can we bring this work across the river?
Definitely. I think, well, for the first thing is the Minnesota Migration Act passing it statewide. But also Hennepin County does have a reparations commission. And I don't know if people are aware of that, but Angela Connolly, you guys should have her come on and talk about, you know, what's going on with that reparations commission. And if they need any help, reach out. And we're definitely here to help get Hennepin County's reparation commission up and running. And then also, I think Sorensen, congratulations to Soren on his win. But he's ready to, I think there's some great opportunities to bring. It's already a commission with Hennepin County, but I think there's some other opportunities to get it with the Minneapolis City Council.
So it sounds like we need to call on Angie Conway to reach out to the reparations team in St. Paul, because when things are working, we don't need to recreate it. We can use that same model. And it's working over there for the people, and we need it to work over here for us as well. And then can you tell us, how do people follow you, Trayhorn?
Of course, you can go to Black Lives Matter Minnesota, the Minnesota page on Facebook, but then just me is Trayhorn Asar Cruz on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram. I'm not on Twitter as much. And then also Trayhorn Cruz at gmail.com, info at Black Lives Matter Minnesota. We try our best to keep up with that. And then 763-260-4233.
Can you say that number one more time for the people who may not have been able to grab it? Because this is important information that you're giving out. You know, my people have fought for 400 years and also built America. And so we definitely need to be heard, and we definitely need reparations to come on and do what it needs to do to the people that it has impact. America has impact for years and years and generations. So what's that number one more time?
And I'd just like to say, you know, to the left and people, black Americans are the base of the Democrat Party. And if you really want to fire up the electorate, I think reparatory programming is really exciting, and it energizes the community if it's not spoken in a divisive way. And I think that the reparations movement is what will get our country. We have a broken system, and it needs to be repaired, and reparations is the way to repair America. And we hope that Democrats and Republicans grab on to this as we in 2026 and 2028, because it's, to me, one of the most important issue in America right now.
Yes, because when black people get it, everybody get it. We have been one of the most welcoming people into our community, into our hearts, into our minds, into our souls. And so whatever we get, we're always sharing it with anybody that we love. So I want to tell you, Trey Horn, thank you again for doing that work. As you guys know, I'm Marvina Haynes. We were at the state capitol this Monday about legislation that I'm also working on around folks that's wrongfully incarcerated, victim services, because we know that we see these type of services with every other victim impact, like domestic violence, and anything else that has a victim component to it. And so when my brother got out of prison, there was no resources for him when he was released. And all that did was cause more trauma to the family. And we see this happen time after time after time. And so we are also going to be pushing out more calls to action for folks to get in tune and support the folks who are wrongfully incarcerated. We have people like Deontez Bobo, Mayan Burrell, Mahdi Ali, Lincoln Cobweb, and a host of Camille. Crystal is her mother. I can't remember Camille's name off the top of my head. Sorry, Camille. We love you. We got you. She's one of the only women that we have in the organization who has been kidnapped by this system. And so it's very important to uplift her name and all of the family's name, and not only get them out, but to restore the trauma. And that's the same thing that Trey Horn's talking about with the reparations. We love you. It's your favorite radio host, Marvina Haynes, and we'll catch you next time. Peace.
Big shout out to DJ Love.
Yes. But thank you so much. I really appreciate you, Trey Horn, for coming and talking with us over here on the other side of the pond. You can Google Trey Horn Cruz and everything will come up. He is out here, been doing the work for a while, you know, and we just appreciate that, you know, even though they're trying to scare y'all, you know, be it the white supremacists in uniform or the white supremacists outside of uniform, you keep it pushing. So we really appreciate that.
Then their charges did just get dropped by the state of the city of St. Paul. And so we're happy.
I never say this, but shout out to John Choi. And the city, I think the state decided not to charge the protesters. We just found that out this morning.
Yes.
So we're really excited to hear about that.
Shout out to City St. Paul continuing to do the work.
Yep. So now we just got to keep the pressure up to make sure that the federal government drops those charges. But we're halfway there. But thank y'all for coming. We really appreciate it. And with that, we're going to take a quick break.
Is it time to give your classic car a classic send-off? Honor your car's legacy by donating it to KFAI. Maybe your car isn't technically a classic, but you still want to give it a purpose. Well, we can turn any great ride into a great donation. We accept all kinds of vehicles, from used cars and trucks to RVs and boats. For more information, call us at 855-277-2346 or visit us online at kfai.careasy.org.
Got a shop, studio, food truck, or side hustle with soul? KFAI loves small businesses that keep the Twin Cities vibrant. Underwriting with us gets your name out to listeners who care about showing up, buying local, and spreading the word.
Underwriting with KFAI is not just support, it's connection. Let's grow something good together. Learn more at kfai.org/underwriting.
All right, welcome back to Views from the Ground.
Views from the damn ground.
Yes, I am here. Next is going to be the community playlist. I'm here with one of my oldest and dearest friends, Melvin. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me here, DJ.
Yes, I've known Melvin Lee since high school, and it's just super exciting to have you come on and play some music. And so tell us a little bit about how we know each other.
Well, back in high school, we would see each other quite often in the hallways.
Yep.
And, you know, we would mingle amongst the crowd that's going to and from between classes. And eventually I did get to know DJ better when I joined a local chess club inside the school.
Hey, chess club.
Turns out DJ's dad is the coach.
Which was really random. I was like, why does everyone know my dad? I was like, oh yeah, he's the coach. So yeah, and we've been hanging out ever since. So you've brought some songs, and tell us about the first song here that we're about to listen to.
It is a song by the band called Seraph, spelled with an I.
And what made you choose this song?
Well, when you asked for me to come to this show, I was kind of scrambling for a playlist of Asian, mostly Southeast Asian and Japanese, math rock, jazz, and noise music. And I figured this would be a good one to open up with.
All right, sounds good. Well, thank you so much. So here we go.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Views from the Ground.
Views from the damn ground.
We are live here on KFAI and WFMU Frogtown Radio. This is DJ Love. And yeah, I love that song. That was great.
Thank you.
Yes. Coming up next is going to be Dancing Till the End.
By Wiz.
Yeah, so tell us why you chose this song.
So a year ago, I ended up making friends with a guitarist from Hong Kong, and Wiz is one of her compatriots, I should say, fellow musicians.
Okay.
And while scrambling to make this playlist a few nights ago, she recommended this song to me.
All right, well, here we go with Wiz, Dancing Till the End. Back to Views from the Ground.
Views from the damn ground.
We just got done listening to Dancing Till the End by Wiz. And tell us about the song that's coming up next.
It is a band called My Dead Girlfriend, and the name of the song is called I Think About Mary Poppins.
And why did you choose this song?
Well, a few nights ago, I was watching a video essay on this band, and I decided, why not include this song by them?
All right, coming up next, My Dead Girlfriend.
Justice I deny.
All right, welcome back to Views from the Ground.
Views from the damn ground.
Yes, we just got done listening to Noise Pop, right?
Shoegaze,
yep. It was, I think about Mary Poppins, My Dead Girlfriend.
Kind of like My Bloody Valentine from Ireland.
Yeah. I love it. And so, tell us about our next song. We are doing the community playlist today, and we are here live with Melvin Lee. And the next song is going to be
Cube by Irie.
And why did you choose that song?
I've always really liked Irie as a singer-songwriter. She's very summery in my mind. And it's 85 out. Why not?
All right, here we go with Cube.
Another left and not the lalenaya. Oh, to cabba to calo. The money will my it up in good to meta. Gash it to me. Oh, the lunataya. Sabella to vega. It does a lot of gala. Doki make it a galash in the lala. Let's go. We got a side. Yummy lot of night trip. Cause you got the moment. I'll be getting my back. Cause that's just on true. The good pie. Joe level of egg. It's a good mama. Not to be in a big place. So now I'm
Alright, welcome back to Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground, and we have been here with Melvin Lee on the community playlist, and so tell us, what song are we playing next, our last song? Who is it by?
It is a singer and a producer. It is called Stereo Sunset by Akinima Himika.
So,
and the producer is AMPM.
Well, before we play the song, I just want to say I appreciate you coming on the show. You bringing us this music. You definitely have to come back and play some more hits for us. And yeah, and this is one. I'm gonna wish everyone a happy Pride one last time. Just reminding folks that you know, the binary choice is always an illusion. So here we go with Stereo Sunset.